I got a wild, real wild incident in Bridgeport. I almost fought a guy.
Really?
Yeah, got in an elevator late, like after the show, hotel elevator, me and the Woodman, and this black dude was in there, and we got in after him. So, like, he held the door, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, he didn't hold the door, but he...
broke the plane?
Didn't put an arm.
What?
No, but we got in there, and he was like, you guys are lucky I'm not racist.
What?
And I thought he was just joking, because maybe he hit the door stay open.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he was like, I'll put fucking hands on you right now.
What?
And we were like, what? Why? And he was like, because you're white. He's like, I'll fuck you up because you're white.
But he's not racist?
Yeah, I know.
Wait,
I
was what? Like,
dude, you know you're racist, right?
Is that what you told him?
No, and then Wood got off because I was on the 7th. He was on the 4th. So Wood just left me in there with this guy.
What the fuck?
Second act of cowardice from the Woodman. That's two fights that he walked away from. But then
he left you on the elevator with a hate primer.
Wood thought the guy was kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we both thought he was kidding. And then right when the door started to close, when Wood was leaving, that guy started like really getting after me.
Really?
Yeah, he was just talking about how much he hates white people and wants to fuck us up.
And good for
just
him,
like,
though.
I was just like, all right, man.
Good for him getting it
he
out.
He was like, you're lucky I'm not racist. And I was like, yep, I am. Thank you.
Big dude.
No, in an elevator, I had a pretty good chance of mauling that dude.
Yeah,
especially me and the Woodman.
Oh, for sure.
He's two big guys in that fucking elevator. We would have hate crimed him. He had to be real fucked up. He was like kind of sweaty.
That'd have been so funny
if we got the hate
if you guys
crime.
Fought and they're like, "What happened?" They're like, "You clearly just beat this man up." They're like, no, he said he hated white people and attacked us. They'd be like, "Yeah, okay."
Especially
this guy has no. This guy has no hair.
A mugshot of Wood and then me with my. They just Googled me real quick.
They're like, let us have that. You would have came out with like a mini noose around your neck and bleach on your shirt. Dude, like, no, I swear.
I should have jussied.
You should have. Dude, that would have
been.
That
was basically a reverse jussie. That was a reverse Smollett, dude.
You should have, dude. Went full. You should have like bumped in like,
Yeah, it was wild, though. I haven't experienced that before. Just a dude just being like, I'll fuck you up because you're white. I was like, all right.
But then he said he's
thanks,
not
because
he's not. So he thinks about fucking white people
all
day. And
I was like, why? He's like, because people put hands on me because I'm light skinned. And I was like, so black people beat you up because you're light skinned? Like, what?
What did you ask? Did you entertain?
No, I asked a little bit. I was like, wait, why would you beat us up? And he's like, because you're white. I was like, okay.
Fair enough.
And then he just kept talking. And I was like, all
he
right.
He gets
man.
Fucked with because he's light skinned?
Yeah.
Damn. Ludacris is light skinned. He's cool.
Yeah. That's what I told him.
Yeah. But dude,
Ludacris is light skinned, dude.
He's killing it.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a wild weekend.
Do you think Luda wants to beat us up?
Yes.
You think so?
I've thought about it. Luda definitely wants to beat up white people.
I mean, dude, if you were black, would you not want to beat up white people?
I want to beat up white people.
I know. I would when I lived.
I have beaten up white people.
I remember I would live near Temple. When I lived near Temple, I would like when I'd see the students would come back all summer, everybody chilling, and then you would just see these like. It was very close to zombies, like 20-year-old college white kids would start walking around and you'd be like, what the fuck is this? And you're like, oh, shit, they're back from school. And I was like, damn, if I was black, I mean, I hated them anyway. But I was like, damn, if I was black, I would hate these
kids. If I had, like, if people were telling me, like, if I was experiencing gentrification, I would,
Also, too, if you're living in a neighborhood, nothing's going that well, like, you're struggling, and then you see these kids, like, come, throw up, party, and then they're just, like, managers. They're just like, well, that was fun, and now they're just, like, your boss. And you're like, what the fuck?
And all of them are like, I live in the fucking ghetto.
Dude.
It's fucking horrible where I live. It's like,
Well, they walk
this
around.
Where are my kids?
They walk around, they're like, I'm so fucking broke.
Yeah.
You're like, you're literally walking by Section 8 housing, dude. Like, oh, my God.
I resented them.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, I'm glad that guy didn't beat you guys up. Hate crime, you guys.
That would have actually been pretty sick.
You hate
if
crime
he would have fucking punched Wood. If he would have punched Wood in the face and then got off the elevator, I would have laughed so fucking hard, dude.
If Wood got hate crime.
If the Woodman got hate crime.
Well, it's also, that's something you kind of got to like hold. You can't, as a white dude, you can't claim hate crime. Nobody's trying to fucking hear it.
No one on earth would have listened to that.
Yeah, that would have been.
He was hitting us with that hard.
I like that rationale, though. It's like, look, I hate fucking white people, but you're lucky I'm not racist, and therefore, meaning, like, you're lucky I don't beat the fuck out of white. That's what being racist is.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
You're allowed to actively tell people you don't like them because they're white.
Yeah, but...
As long as you don't put hands on them.
Once you put hands on them, you're...
He must have been like, dude, it's on site with the next white person I see. And me and Wood got in there, and he was probably like, all right, next ones. Not these two dudes. These two giant ones. But yeah, the wood, that's a lot. Wood's a lot to take, dude.
I had one. I had a kid punch me.
Really?
Or try to. You remember that?
No.
It was at O'Shea's after helium once.
Who's trying to fight you?
He's a smaller guy, so when he was punched, I didn't know he was fighting me. I swear to God, I didn't know he was trying to punch
me. Someone scrappy dude you.
He was down, he was yanking on my, he was tugging on me.
What?
And I was looking at like Beezer and Wood, and I was like, is he fucking trying to fight me?
Right? I wasn't there.
I was laughing while he was doing that.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
He was drunk, and we're okay now. I called him that night and laughed at him.
Who was this?
I'm not going to name him on here.
Okay.
But I'll tell you.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
That's hilarious that he tried to fight you.
It was so funny. I was just really mean to him about what I said to him.
Yeah.
I was just like, dude, you will never do anything with comedy. Ever. And then he started trying to fist fight me.
Attacked you.
And to add insult to injury, while he was trying to punch me, I was like, is he trying to punch me right now? Just laughing. Yeah, it was a rough
one. Hilarious.
It was a rough one.
I'm sure you guys are fine.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care. I called him that night and laughed.
I was like,
nice going, you fucking idiot.
Oh, I remember.
And he was like, oh my God, I hate you.
I remember this. I can't remember who it was. That's too funny.